Phoneboy Speaks, episode 778, the off-season season.
With the conclusion of Super Bowl 49, which is the Super Bowl is often the most watched TV event in the world, and I think it probably may rival the World Cup. I don't know, but I mean, certainly in the United States, it's the biggest thing on television. I mean, heck, people premiere ads on the Super Bowl. It's kind of how big it is. Well, the football season's finally over. And of course, as a San Francisco 49ers fan, it was over in the end of December when it's actually probably ended really for me, like in, early December when they were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. But anyway, now there's, that was an off season. Of course, there's the combines and the draft and all this other stuff that goes on. It just occurs to me that if you're really into the stuff, and I don't think that I am, that there's just so much more opportunity now with any topic, even mainstream stuff. You can go deeper than you ever could in the past. I mean, I can watch highlights from the game on my phone using the NFL mobile app. I can watch go to the team websites and watch the winners and losers, press conferences if I want to. I mean, there's fan blogs, Fox Media, and with SB Nation has a whole bunch of blogs, and of course I read Niners Nation, that kind of thing. But there's just so much more. Connected to a wider discussion about different things. I mean, I'm connected to 49ers fans all over the place on Twitter, and connected with a local group of 49ers fans in Seattle on Facebook. There's just so much more opportunity to get more information about things, but I think it also leads to almost an unhealthy level of obsession if you let it. And as I've been kind of following the saga of the 49ers coaching staff, which of course started at the end of the regular season, and they've finally got most of the people hired for their coaching staff, because of course when they let Jim Harbaugh go, a lot of the other coaches left or found other jobs, and they had to hire people. And so of course that whole thing was covered, and the speculations covered it, and it's just too much. Sometimes I look at it and I go, this is, does anybody really need to know any of this stuff? And of course, if you look at sports ball in general, right, whether it's NFL or I don't know, NBA or whatever kind of sport it is, right, at the end of the day, it's just a game. And I realize it might be kind of blasphemous for some people, but let's keep it realistic. But I mean, yes, it does, having all of this more information, yes, you get a little bit deeper insight, but it also leads to obsession, I think, which can in a perhaps unhealthy way, and these sites just kind of feed that obsession, I guess. But it's nice I can ignore the NFL for another 6 months or so, and maybe start picking it up again maybe in July when it's a little bit closer to the preseason or whatever, and the training camps start and all that stuff. But if I really wanted to, I could sit there and watch the combines and the drafts and stuff, and it doesn't really matter all that much to me, I guess. But I'll just be happy when the football season starts up again in September and we can start watching real games. But meanwhile, I'll enjoy the break, and hopefully and for those of you who are tired of tweets about NFL type sports ball, there's plenty of other sports that people can tweet at you about, but certainly one of the more popular ones, in my timeline, at least, that can certainly be done, and we can get back to non-sports ball tweets.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.